From tests to T20, William Hill InPlay Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. InPlay Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Let's have a look at the betting markets then. The top batsman bowler markets is where we'll have a look first of all. Kane Williamson is 11-4 to be the top Kiwi batsman. Brendan McCullum, the subject of that headline offer, is 3-1. Martin Guptill is 4-1. Ross Taylor 9-2. Tom Latham 5-1. Corey Anderson and Grant Elliott are both 8-1. And then you get to 12-1 and bigger the rest. It's hard to look anywhere else other than Kane Williamson, I suppose, at the top of the market, isn't it? I mean, he's been great, obviously, over the, you know, just shown so much consistency. Then you've got McCullum, who's the kind of the showbiz one almost, isn't he? He's the one who's going to provide the fireworks.
Yeah, I think the top three in this market, and actually top three in the order, are the ones to look at: Guptill, McCullum and Williamson. All looking good form to me. I think Guptill hit 49 the other evening. As you say, McCullum the real showstopper, but Williamson really consistent. So I think it'll come between one of them three. I think Williamson is the standout, but I think if you go for any one of them three, you won't be far wrong. But I mean, New Zealand back right down to number seven. We saw Anderson and Elliott and Ronchi come in and hit sixes and fours, so they really are a strong unit. But I think in terms of the top batsmen, I'd be looking at the top three in that market.
In the top England batsman market, Ian Bell 100-30, Joe Root 4-1, Moeen Ali 4-1, Alex Hales 9-2, Gary Balance is 9-2, James Taylor 5-1. Then we get to Owen Morgan at sixes, 10-1 and bigger the rest of them. Gary Balance, a little bit of a surprise, wasn't it? That I suppose he was given the nod, a bit of a last minute change, if you like. Owen Morgan 6-1.
Well, I won't be going there.
You can't, can you?
No.
But it's one of those where you're kind of thinking, at some point, he's got to put a score down, on, hasn't he? He's got to do it. Well, he doesn't have to, obviously, but you know, as a punter, you think, he can't go on forever.
No. Well, I mean, New Zealand, I think it's sensible to talk about Williamson, obviously, McCullum. You can put a pick up and say, yeah, for this reason. But with England, you know, you're really at pains to say, well, apart from obviously Taylor, who played well, but in a losing cause, you wouldn't say with any great deal of conviction, yes, I'd go for him because all of them really look out of form. So it is really difficult. I mean, I did think, knowing Gary Balance pretty well from Yorkshire, I thought he looked really good the other night until he got out. So he showed some good signs of form. And he is similar to kind of, not as good yet, but similar to Kane Williamson in terms of he takes his time to get in and he's very consistent. You know, we've seen that with his international career so far. So I'd probably just go from the evidence I saw the other night of how he was playing. I'd go Gary Balance at 9-2, but this really is a market you could close your eyes, I think, pick any. I really do.
Fair enough, yeah. The bowling markets, Trent Bolt is 11-4 to be the top New Zealand bowler. Tim South is 3-1. McLennan is 10-3. Adam Milne 7-2. Vettori 4-1. Mills 4-1. If you look at you look at Vettori, he's taken five wickets in the two matches so far. So has Anderson. So has South. He's got four, and so has Bolt.
Yeah.
Pretty open heat this one again, isn't it? Really, when you look at how they've done so far. I suppose if you look at the match against Sri Lanka, which is a better bearing than the Scotland one. I think five of the bowlers all took two each, didn't they? So it's a tricky one to call this.
I mean, we talked about potentially a couple of New Zealand bowlers, Bolt and Milne, being, I tip them up as top wicket takers in the tournament. The one I like on this, and again, you're quite right in saying, you know, you could pick a couple of them, but I like the headline offer: Trent Bolt, top New Zealand bowler, and New Zealand to win at 4-1. I think that's a good price. I just think, again, Bolt, he looks like he's put a bit of pace on, but he's bowling with that new ball as well. And I think, given England's frailties as well, he's a good chance of getting a couple of wickets. But like you say, you know, they are a really well-balanced team, New Zealand. You know, you look everywhere in each market and you say there's a bit of evidence for each, you know, player to succeed. But I just slightly favour Trent Bolt.
For the England bowlers, Stephen Finn was the only highlight, really, wasn't he?
Yeah.
From the Aussie game. He's 11-4 to be top England bowler alongside Jimmy Henderson. I mean, he took figures of 5 for 71. Broad took 2, Wokes took 1, Henderson 0 for 67. You'd have to go with him again, wouldn't you? 11-4?
Yeah, you would. I mean, it's just our bowling at the end. I think we went for over 100 runs or something in the last few overs, which you just can't do that as an international side. And again, there's no one really in form. I mean, I know Finn got 5 wickets, but probably wouldn't say he was bowling, you know, the best he can, but still picking up 5 wickets, that'll give him a little bit of confidence. So again, with the others, I couldn't say, you know, I'd pick him or him. So again, I'd probably go with him at 11-4, Stephen Finn.
Yeah, it makes sense. You're going for New Zealand to win the match, obviously, but you chuck in one of those headline offers with you to get a bit of extra value.
I think so. The other one I like, and you just mentioned him briefly in the match, is the man of the match, Corey Anderson.
Right, yeah.
5 wickets so far, 75 against Sri Lanka, really dangerous coming in. And I think the way New Zealand play, they do try and keep wickets in hands for the likes of Elliot Anderson and Raunchy to come in, and he's a useful bowler as well. And I think at 12-1, that's a decent price.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.